life is always ever changing, right? So we've got some new things going on, Tiff and I. Life has thrown us some curveballs. So we were talking the other day and I think it would be fun maybe to start the podcast back up. So stay tuned and look forward to the complete episode coming your way. I hope you're as excited as we are. And there is going to be a poll. So if you want us to continue the podcast, please click yes so we can know how many people are still interested in this podcast. I know it's been probably a year, maybe even since we did our last broadcast together. It's probably been over that. So just let us know in the poll whether or not you think that we should continue our podcast and discuss what's going on in our lives, because everything has changed from characters to everything. Everything's changed. So anyway, we're starting a new chapter, both of us, so we thought it might be fun to have this as an outlet, and also maybe some people can relate to some of the things that we're having to deal with right now. So, COVID memoirs continues? I think so. It'll be the post-quel. All right. I hope you guys enjoy. Thanks for tuning in. As always, take care of yourself. We've got new jobs to talk about. We've got old jobs to talk about. We've got new men to talk about. We've got old men to talk about. We got shit going on. So let's chat about it. And I love Britney Spears, so I just had to put her new track on this episode. I'm sorry if it bothers you, but it's only a few minutes long, if even a minute long. So it's just a snippet. But my Britney Spears is back, so I'm so excited. I had to share with the podcasters. I hope you enjoy the tune, and I hope you enjoy the show. Thank you for tuning in.
Watching me, watching you.
I'm going to call this the post-quel. Because it's not a prequel, it's a post-quel.
No, it's after the fact.
It's, yeah, it's, I know, it's cliffhanger.
No, one. Put that back.
Mine.
It was Melissa's birthday cake.
Oh, Melissa had a birthday. What's turned that? A big number 35 this year. Just a few months ago.
Her life.
So what is going on? We were about to talk about something, and you were going to tell me what it was about this with society.
Let me
right
look
now.
It up. Let me look it up so I can get the exact quote in the Bible.
Okay.
So I can stem off of it, because this is how I feel about faith.
That's our only
the whole faith thing.
Now, rule now, book that we
I
have.
I can say this though: the whole transgender want to be some. I don't know anything about that. That is not what I'm talking about. That is a whole other level.
Oh, we're talking about the rainbow and how...
What I am talking about is whether being gay is a sin or not a sin.
The Pope
or
says
if
it's
you're
not.
To judge it or if you're... What is our stance? What is my stance on gay being a Christian? That's what I'm...
Yeah, saying. But what you're being a Christian, when you're being a Christian, you're trying to do God's will. You're trying to do what the book says to do. And you're trying to do what Jesus is...
But what God, does the book tell us to do? Let me explain that.
That Jesus' God told him to do is what he wants us to do.
He the book says in Romans not to judge, or therefore you yourself are judging yourself.
I'm not judging. I'm just saying myself I can only control. I can't control other people's feelings and how they want to conduct themselves. All I have control over is myself and my individual relationship with God. And what I feel, which he says, love one another, which wrong. Is, you know, love each other.
God don't care if you sin. God cares how you impact other people's lives.
Whether it's a positive or a negative. Mm-hmm. Special guest.
That's definitely a good little stance. But yeah. The Bible
that's the way
tells us that we're to love, we're not to point the finger. Gay is just as much of a sin as lying, is just as much as a
stealing.
Sin as adultery and sin, everything else. All of it. So if you choose to live in Jesus and lay down your life daily, these are the things and the desires of the human flesh that you lay down daily.
Yeah, he knows you're going to sin. He wants to know if you daily value
to walk with God.
You value what?
He wants to know how you value other people, how you care.
And how you impact other people.
You
said
earlier. You don't care.
Yes, but if you're seeking God, you will also want to lay down the things that are not of him, that are within you, that you can see, because he will bring those up.
I believe it's about...
He uses your conscience to bear witness against you in anything that you do. So the closer you are to God, the more in line you're going to become, because your heart is going to seek a different way. It's going to weed out the bad and bring you closer to a pure relationship with God. He does it all on his own.
Oh, it's amazing what he can do, and how my preacher sent me that card with that dog on it, and you end up with 8 puppies on your front porch for at least a week and a half. What was it? Was it a week and a half? Is that about how long?
They took over. They invaded my space, but they were the most adorable puppies ever.
And then they became territorial.
And then they became, like, this is my spot. But they were so sweet to me. They were waiting for me every day. I opened that door, they were right there to greet me. If I walked to my car, they were right there to greet me. I came home, they would just run to my car. They were so precious.
They are so precious.
But they were tearing up everything, getting in the neighbor's trash, tearing across my yard, pooping everywhere. Yeah, it was a nightmare. It was a nightmare.
It'd be so cool to own a pack of dogs.
I was so thankful when I seen Animal Patrol come and pick those little babies up.
Oh, no, I mean some mean dogs. I want...
You have it.
You got one right there.
You just literally laid it on the table.
On the little wire thing on the person.
Okay. Yeah.
I told you to leave it out.
I know, and then I think you swooped it. Did you swoop it?
How? I don't even have that, and I don't have that, okay?
Tiffany is swooping around.
Okay. You're doing what you do best. Lose everything in sight.
Yeah, I do that. Keys? No, don't have it. Phone? No, don't have that either.
No, you leave that for days at your
keys? Yeah. Oh, yeah. I left it at your house for a few days. Yeah.
I called your mom when she was in Seattle just to let you know. I'm glad the message got across pretty quickly. And I also texted your mom and was like, oh my gosh, I'll have so much fun in Seattle. I'm from I was born 45 minutes from there. I love that place. And she never even wrote back. Didn't even say thank you or nothing. I was just like, she must be really mad at Melissa about the ball.
They came from your house.
Because let me tell you, Melissa got a dog out of the litter too. And I kept one, she kept one. She's now homeless because her parents said, no, you cannot have a dog in our home.
And I love this dog. I love it. I love it.
So because I said, you're my friend and I would not let you be homeless, she's like...
Shacked up.
Okay, I'm shacked keeping up. The dog and I'm staying at your house. But Melissa loves her parents. And this dog is driving me crazy. Tell her, Melissa. Tell them all. Tell them all how great your dog is.
I love Princess so much. Princess has been a delight into my life. And, you know, having a dog, having a dog is something special. And I hadn't
had the experiences that I've had since my dog's been gone, you know.
She's one of them rambunctious wild ones you hope you don't get out of the litter.
No, I picked her.
She's just beautiful. That's the thing.
I picked
she's
her.
No, beautiful.
She's, okay. She's smart.
I got some questions.
Oh, we've got a special guest.
When she gets bigger, maybe she'll be better, but right now she's living crazy.
You know about this, right?
About recording? Mm-hmm. What are you recording?
Podcast.
Oh, never mind. I'm going to ask you later.
You don't want to get on the podcast?
I was asking questions for work. For homework.
For homework.
Okay, we all can right, pause.
Let's do that.
Or let's just do it on if you're fine with that. But we don't have to.
It's kind of personal question.
Okay, so we'll take it off. Or we'll be back shortly for the Tiff and Mel.
It's chit-chat with Mel and Tiff. You haven't forgot.
No, we might as well have a new name. It's COVID Memoirs is what it is.
What it you is. You keep changing it. That's terrible.
No, it's COVID Memoirs. It's been.
Thank y'all.
Okay, yeah. That was it. It's a wrap. Okay, so I just was talking to Tiff, and she's talking about maybe wanting to continue the podcast. So, like, we might be a little excited. She's giggling. Her son asked us some really profound questions. He's doing an article on nicotine addiction. And so he asked us some questions because Tiff and I both smoke cigarettes and have, and I have for, what, 15 years? No, 20 years? 20 years, yeah, 20 years. But I'm old. Excuse my language there. Well, I can't bleep that out, so sorry for that. I said Tucker. And it must have bleeped out. I don't understand why I said that, but anyway, so Tuckertown, and we're gonna just keep doing our wacky thing, and I think we're gonna maybe continue the podcast. We'll see.
You know, but nicotine has to affect the body in such a negative way.
We're gonna talk about it
because doctors are now like saying we will not operate on you unless you quit smoking.
I know.
We will not
yeah.
give you treatment
You're right.
unless you quit smoking.
You're right.
So it has to have a more profound effect than what we realize on the body, or why they would not, when it was never an issue before, when they were pumping cigarettes and pumping ads of cigarettes. And
yes, kids, I have a Camel.
They had no problem.
Is recommended by doctor's article.
Cigarettes on a short term have a positive effect, but on a long term, take a toll. Same with weed. They're positive at first, but 60 years down the line, you're gonna have issues. They didn't realize that until, 80 years after they started pumping them down people's throats?
Okay, that's... I don't know about 80 years, but yeah, you're onto something. Because the 50s and 60s is when they really started,
I was gonna say about 60 years, I guess.
Cigarettes. And then by, 70s, everybody was smoking. 80s, I mean, there wasn't many people.
No, 70, smoking. 80 years, probably 100 years. I wonder how old these are. They don't have no anniversary date on the boxes. I got two different kinds, three different kinds. Anyway, so we're talking about nicotine addictions because her son has a project.
They cut these people off.
So we're talking about maybe coming back, so let us know what you think. And it's COVID Memoirs with Mel and Tiff, and we're back. And we're happy. And we're in new situations and new circumstances, so come on back next time.